taking some time to settle in your own way, in silence for the first few minutes of this meditation. Settling and grounding. That is becoming present. Whatever actions or techniques help us to become present. In particular, becoming aware of tension in the body or mind and feeling into that tension, turning towards and breathing. Feeling the tension begin to dissipate. Any holding which is not really required, beginning to let go. And as a result, the body sinks and settles deeper into the surface upon which you are sitting or lying. The body grounds itself. And feels held from beneath. Giving our weight up completely to the surface upon which we are lying or sitting. And now I'm going to ask us to become aware of the mind activity. The thoughts coming in. Thoughts going out. There are many different kinds of thoughts. The term thought is just applied to all of them. But there are subcategories of thoughts, memories, decisions, preferences, so likes and dislikes, wants and don't wants, desires, hopes and wishes. But all of these are, in their basic, true essence, just thoughts with different flavors. Some are thoughts about the past, in which case the mind labels them as memories. Some are thoughts about the future, in which case the mind labels them as hopes and wishes. But in their basic form, they are just thoughts. So just watching thoughts arising, watching the mind either engaging, interacting, grasping hold of a thought, or maybe not. Maybe with our training so far, we are able to allow the thoughts to arise, float through, and dissipate, disappear. Rising and falling, happening all by itself. There may be times when the flow of thought slows down, and there may be times when there are crowds of thoughts all descending, or rather arising, at once. Just sitting with this activity and observing it. And as we sit, maybe the spaces between thoughts become a little greater. And so we are able to move on and investigate what the mind does with these thoughts. So I'm going to ask us now to notice how the mind has a preference to engage, if you like, jump on the train of thought and get carried away. Notice the tendency of this engagement with some thoughts and the rejection of other thoughts. I like this thought. I want to immerse myself in it and see what other thoughts can grow from it. I want to pursue this line of inquiry. I'm interested in this. I need to explore this. Versus, I don't want that to happen. I don't want that. I can't allow that to happen. I can't even bear thinking about that. I have no interest in that. That's not what I want. So although at this stage in our training, it is likely that we can allow some thoughts at least to pass through without any preference or engagement. There will be some which catch our attention. Or are repelled by our attention. There are juicy thoughts and not so juicy thoughts. Become aware of this subtle choosing. Splitting into I like or want, I don't like, I don't want. And so in this process, the mind creates a this and a that, a duality through this preferencing. there may also be preferences which come to us through sensation. Explore these too, and notice the duality forming as simple one is the temperature. I like the warmth. I don't like cold. I like the silence. I don't like it when a noisy lorry or motorbike drives past. I like the parts of my body which are at ease. I don't like the tension which I feel in my leg or hand or neck. Become aware of the preference of sensation through the five senses. Similarly, there will be emotions, feelings in the heart space arising and falling. This is more subtle. See if you can notice the preference for certain types of emotions and the very rapid and maybe undiscernible almost pushing away of feelings we don't really want to feel. To the everyday mind, this is almost always below the level of consciousness, subconscious, if you like. But as the mind is quietened and brought as best as possible to rest, sometimes we can become aware of this pushing away, this suppression or repression of feeling. Everything is allowed to be brought into the light of awareness as the the mind and all of its noise, which often covers much of these processes up, quietens down. In this space, the preference becomes unveiled and obvious. Maybe there is even a preference for this meditation to conform somehow to how you want it. Less speaking, more speaking, to go quicker, to go slower. These two are wants and dislikes. So this subtle preferencing is perhaps being uncovered now. It is so the norm that we perhaps don't even notice it unless specifically guided there. But just observe how this preferencing, wanting of one thing and wanting to get rid of another, is constantly moving us away from what is in this present moment. I don't like this. Take me somewhere else. To a different sensation, a different feeling, a better thought. Move me from this place into somewhere else. And now perhaps consider in the wider sphere of our world the dualities with which we are conditioned from the moment we learn to speak hot, cold, easy, hard, even wanting and not wanting itself is a preference that we learn. Big, small, old, new. This whole world is based upon a network of duality. As our minds are programmed with this duality from infancy, we start to see things in boxes rather than as a sliding scale, a spectrum. And by boxing, can you feel the rigidity that follows? By dualizing, polarizing everything, can you feel the either or-ness? I need to be this or that. The lack of space, the lack of flexibility which ensues through the dualizing mind. The oversimplification of this world, which the mind superimposes on it. This world really does not consist of big things and small things. It consists of a whole array of different sizes, bigger and smaller. Warmer and colder. This is easier than the last task, but harder than the one I did last week. Something is not inherently hard or easy. Where would the boundaries lie, which suddenly divides something off into a box and makes it easy or hard? When does easy become hard all of a sudden? There is a whole scale of easier, a little bit harder, a little bit harder, and there's not really an ultimate duality which we reach of hard. It's just harder than something we've done before in relativity. this is a truer representation of this world. And feel, how does this feel different if we were to attune to a world of relativity, of adjectives ending in ER rather than with hard syllables and definitive syllables? Perhaps the world would become more full of possibility, less boundaries over which we cannot climb, more flexibility with situations and people. More chance of things changing. Just by changing the way we see things. So flip back and forth between regarding things, thoughts, sensations, and feelings as dual, and more like a spectrum. Just notice how the feeling tone changes. Notice how the tension in the body and mind changes. And perhaps most importantly, notice the level of freedom you feel. Freedom from your own mind. So there could be a duality of an outcome of a situation. There is a thought over here of what could happen, and then there's a thought over there that could happen. The mind, based on previous conditioning and past experience and fears and anxieties, etc., wants one of them but doesn't want the other. How would it be if we were able to be more flexible with these choices, with these boxes? maybe we could see that in the one that we don't want, maybe we don't know it fully. Maybe there could be a golden gem there waiting for us. Maybe to go for the one which we want, to focus all of our energy on getting that, would be to perpetuate our life in the same direction as it's been moving, perhaps for many years or decades, and perhaps to perpetuate also a level of suffering in some way, which led us to come to meditation in the first place. And maybe it's not even a case of either this situation happens or the other one. Maybe that's not even true. But maybe there will be some sort of halfway compromise. Maybe one polarity is being exaggerated by our fears. Maybe you are looking at the other polarity through rose-tinted glasses. This exacerbates the duality. And so, following this investigation now, while the mind has been quieter than normal, I invite us to take out this level of inquiry into our everyday lives. In every spare moment, notice the mind and everything you perceive in this world being divided into dualities. And seeing if we can somehow soften these dualities. By regarding them as a sliding scale, as relative to one another, rather than wholly separate. Thank you.